careful what you say. Okay, Borir. We had a bit of an introduction. Maybe we'll refer to it a couple of times. But let's get into the nitty-gritty. The nitty-gritty of Borir is basically all in one slug. They're tiny, you know, they're not tiny. They're little things hidden here and there. But it's basically one slug, the Vayindal and Amalek, right? After the famous Mishnah of the Avos Melacha. Every Avos Melacha gets 10 lines, and then Borir gets a little more. Tanar Abban, Hayil Panam Mine Ochlin, Borir V'Ochel, Borir Meniach, V'lo Yivrar, Mien Birir, Chayav Pachas. Okay, seems to be in the end, we'll see, that it's talking about two or three cases, something that's mutter, something that's after Daraisa, maybe something that's after Darabanan, and there are five shitas what the Braisa means, because the Braisa is very unclear. It says you can do Borer. I mean, the Braisa is mamash unclear. Borer, v'ochel borer miniach, v'lo yivrar, v'yambira chayachata. So my comment, there are five shitas. Two of them, the first two are disproven, substantively, because we disagree with the sheet, the content of the shita. What's the first shita, which is ula? Ah, depends. It's bo bayom or lamachar. You can do braver for today, but not for Matzah Shabbos. And they said that's crazy. You can't cook or do any malacha for bo bayom, so that can't be true. The second shita is Rav Chista. Borer v'ochel pachas b'kashir. You can do borer pachas b'kashir, but you can't do borer full shir and then you're chayav katas. And then they reject it also. I mean, these are rejected al hadin. They say, well, can you cook? Can you do any other malacha pachas b'kashir? Agam, interesting. We're not going to do now something to keep in your back pocket. What's the din of doing malacha on Shabbos pachas b'kashir? Definitely no havamina being mother, right? That's what they say here. Says Rashi here. Rashi said, Nehida chayiv chatzos leka isur miyaika de kaimelan chatzos shir alter min ha-torah v'per basa dioma. Rashi said, "Chatzis here on Shabbat is after me the oraita, and the Mishnah Brura cooks." There's no chiyuv chatzis, but there's an iser. What level is there? There's no omish. What level is there? If he just said iser ika, we would know that he said the time one after the Torah. So obviously he thinks the iser oraita, and the Mishnah Brura quotes this. Someone remember where exactly the Mishnah Brura quoted this? It was like hiding someplace. Yeah, the third beer halacha. Not everyone agrees. There are two main reasons for disagreeing. The famous Shokhachan thing. I forget what semen it is. Maybe Pei, or maybe I'm just popping my head for no reason. The famous Shokhachan thing said, Chatzis Yer Asim and HaTorah in the Gemara in Leifer Gviyom is only Macholos Asuros. When you have a chesed that you're eating that's half a shear, that's Asim and HaTorah. But things that are not Macholos Asuros, maybe things that are very Gavra, that's his Lashon, there's no Chatzis Yer HaTorah. Chatzis Yer is only Yerabon. Chachmas disagrees with Rashi and says Chachmas here is only Durabah because it's not Machalot Asuros. Only Machalot Asuros is Chachmas here also in that problem. That's one way to disagree with Rashi. His grandson disagrees with him in a more specific way. The Rashbam and Bava Bafra, Nun, Hayam, and Bave writes, you tell me, why would it be that maybe even if Chachmas here is also in the right, then the whole Torah in Shabbat, it would only be also in Durabah? Why might you think? What? That's not a professional way of doing things, right? If you're that professional who do malach and pachmi gashir, you would fire him on the spot. That's a stupid way of doing things. So that's where Rashbam says the chatzis shir is not malachas machsheves. So there's two bars you can disagree with, Rashi. Grandson Rashbam is not malachas machsheves, so the chatzis see, chatzis shir is only the right to buy machalos asura, which is the original context in Yoba. Not by a chilah, let's say rather. Not by other things. Okay, in any case, the bigger halakha here is machmir, but the poskim, you can see if you look in case they deal with less than a shear, the poskim often take the Rashbam as a snif lahakel, and the chacham see as a snif lahakel, that possibly a shear is maybe midoraita, maybe midorabana. Not a big snif lahakel. But you know, given up all the things, you want to add another sefak, at least say hafishir is maybe only mirabanan, even though Rashi, from everything in the Korshi, you wouldn't think that. You would have seen Rashi to be your halacha. But it's not so potter. Many Rishonim Achronim hold this only after mirabanan on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Those are the two rejected shitas. What are the three next shitas? The third shita is, where was I? Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef, three levels. Borer v'ochel biyad, mutter. B'knon v'tamkoy lo yivre. B'knon and tamkoy are also drabonim. But nabu k'bara are also mita oraisa. So, yad, unusual plea and usual professional plea, right? Biyad, we know what that means. Napa ukbara, which is the raita, that those are kind of scepters, right? There's many different kinds of scepters. I don't know the words of them in English or exactly what they are. But napa and kbara were different kinds of scepters. You set each thing in a different object. Known and tamkoi were unusual halim for brera, apparently. Okay, there's some dion. In the Beis Yosef and the Taz is Marek about this. You know, what do we mean? We mean like you're bored with your hand to put it on the tamkoi? No. What we mean here is you're using the kli to be bored. If you use your hand to be bored, no matter where you put it afterwards, if I use my hand to be bored, you know, only the big pieces and put them in a sifter and nothing happens in the sifter, that's the law. I mean, why am I putting the sifter? No reason. Right? If you use a sifter of some sort, any type of raining device, that's not the car. Known as a funnel. How do you bore with a funnel? I think what they're trying, if I understand properly, is if you can use I'm a little too rusty from high school. I don't know the proper physics words for these things. But what you do is if you have something with like heavy grains and light solids or something, if you like swirl it around in the funnel, you can get the heavy pieces to go down and the light pieces to stay up. And by like swirling it around in the funnel. If you just put it in the funnel, it will go through. It has a big hole in the bottom. But if you swirl it around, that somehow separates the heavy from the light pieces. And I think that no one would explain how you use a tamkoi. But it sounds like, and we're most clearly assuming this will be soon, tamkoi doesn't come in a big tray. It doesn't mean you have a big tray. I know you put them in a big tray and then you put these ones to the right and these ones to the left. That's called biyad. Who cares if you do biyad on a table or on a tray, right? The chaf of the tamkoi seems to be, although if anyone's seen Mepharshim talk about this, they can shout. The chaf of the tamkoi is probably similar to the knon. You do some sort of trick. For example, if you have like ochel and solas and one is light and one is heavy, if you like tilt the tamkoi a little, right, and you tap it, then it'll separate the heavy and light parts. So I assume that's what they mean. That for sure works. Try it at home. You can go Zol, you get a thing of peanut, just mush around with the hands a little, all the shells will come off, put them on a big tray, tilt the tray a little, tap with your hands, and you'll see all that right. So I assume they need something along the line. Those are not professional, normal ways to be borer. Those are still weird ways to be borer. Okay, that's for Yosef. That's number three. And he's not rejected Al-Pidid. He's only rejected Al-Pidirish Abraisa, right? Because they say, Makler of Nuna, Midik, Shoma, Tamkli, Tani. Funny, these words are not in the Braisa. Like, unlike the first two Shita, he doesn't say you're wrong, Al-Pidid. That's not in the Braisa. So here comes number four. Number four is Rav Hanuna, Borer v'Ochel, Ochel mitoch Psolet. But Psolet mitoch Ochel, if you do it, it's Al-Pidid Abraisa. So Abai immediately said, it's not that I have this proof I'll be dead. It doesn't say Ochel Tosh Solas in the Braisa. So it can't be that. So you have fifth shot, the fifth and last shot, and the shot that wins the Abai, Borva Ochel Alter, Borva Nechel Alter, Borva Yom, Borva Mbira Nasik, Borva Osim Chayav Chata. You can, it's mutter if you do it for the Alter for right away, but if you do it for later on that day, and obviously Kulshin in another day, then it's off the door. Notice, only the third middle shot of Rav Yosef at three levels. Everyone else at two levels. So again, the first two shot them are Boba Yom versus Machar and Kapan versus Shia. Those are rejected. It's just not true. The next three shot them are rejected. The difference between Yad, Tom with Tamkoi, and Napu Kvara is just rejected at the shot of the Braisa. They do the open go close close the home rejected the sign of the rice. We finally come up with is the difference between La Alter and Lebobayom. Lebobayom being Labdak, it just means Bobayom or later. So the question is, in the end, which of these Pshatim are true Pidin? Clearly, the Matgun is the La Alter. Different thing, La Alter and Bobayom. If there's still a difference between Oka, Tokos, 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 we didn't reject El Pidin, just said that's not what the Rishon meant. If there's still a difference between Yad, Kono, Tamkoi, and Naplukvara, we didn't reject El Pidin, it just wasn't what that Rishon meant. So that is not clear. What's the relationship between these three factors? Do all these three factors exist? What's the relationship between them? It's super duper unclear. Many of the Rishonim are unclear, and it's not exactly sure what they think. Rashi, Tosfos points out, Rashi, he doesn't say it, but you put together what he says in the Sugya. Tosfos points out that Rashi Taka thinks that if it's the Alter, it's Mutter, even with the Naplus Bar, even with the Sitter. Right? So Rashi apparently thinks that if you just have the Alter, that's good enough. Maybe he thinks the Alter beat that everything, and all we care about is the Alter we get. Not so clear. However, the Tosfos here, Tosos here, Tosos Rabbeinu Hananel, and most Rishonim agree with Tosos and Rabbeinu Hananel. Tosos is not sure, but he's machlik Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Magen Mishnah, Bini Rucham, basically the whole list of Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim were very unclear about this, but a whole list of very mainstream Rishonim would say, in the end, all the pshatim that were only rejected based on pshat and the brisa, but not based on din, are accepted lahalacha, which means that it's only mutter to do borer if you fulfill all three conditions. It has to be biyad, it has to be ochel toftoleth, and it has to be la'alter. Why? Because all those were good pshatim, and even they were not pshat in that brisa, they were still true. No one said they were false, like the first pshatim. Okay, that's how we pass in the vast majority of Rishonim, but Yosef says you need all three conditions. How strong is that need for all three conditions? Meaning, and if you don't have all three conditions, does that make it an Issur D'oraita? Or maybe if you have one or two of them, it's only an Issur D'rabbanan, not clear. However, the Rambam says, most of the Rishonim are not clear, but the Rambam, the Ran, and others say that you need all three conditions. If you don't have all three conditions, then Issur D'oraita. And that's how we Paskin. We Paskin. You need all three conditions. If you only have one or two of them, then it's an Issur D'oraita, and that's what the Mechaber Paskin, who's quoting the Lashon of the Rambam, he doesn't say it in one place. You have to read through. But what does it say in Aleph? Habor opened up Tola, so Shehul Panim Shneim, they opened a beer in him in Acher, Benapu Kvar Kaya, but Knonim Batam Kli, Potter Allah. The beer of Biyado, Lechol, the Alter Mutter, the only Mutter is Biyado and the Alter. What about the the third condition? That's the next one. Borer ochel mitoch tzolas biyado laniho. What is the third condition? Sorry, the third condition is in Sif Dalid. Borer tzolas doch ochel afilu biyado achas chayev. Tzolas doch ochel is chayev. Sounds like across the board, right? He doesn't distinguish. And what it comes out here is that if you have tzolas doch ochel, you are chayev. If you take all the milk solace, even the yado, if it's the bovayom, you're not the borrow the oathers, as if you're doing it for your storehouse, and you are chayav. And an aleph, even though it's la'alter, if it's knapo kvar, it's chayav. So that's the Rambam's language, seems pretty clear that if you're missing one of the three conditions, you are chayav, and that is the accepted halacha. We all learned that in high school, that you need all three conditions, and if you're missing even one of them, then it's an Itzer D'oraisa. Okay, not all Rishonim agree, but most Rishonim agree. And that is the clear halacha. We don't really take into account terribly much the other possibilities. You know, that's sort of a given. And now we just have to fill in the detail. Agav, there is a makom for a chakira. Why is it mutter if you have these three conditions? And usher if you don't have these three conditions? After all the malachas are utter, no matter what the conditions are, there's a malach. Here you did the border, it comes out very before. So the Rishonim all and the Achronim and the Mishaburah all over contrast two phrases. What are the two phrases they contrast? If you do it with these three conditions, then you are doing it derech achila. If not, you're doing it derech breira. Okay, yes, well, I know, Will, this will come up more in Sif Dalet. Yes, well, I know, Will. But what's the principle here? Is it that Derek Akila is a matir, or Derek Reira makes it a malacha? Right? Like, what do we really care about? Do we really care about Derek Akila being a matir, or do we really care about Derek Reira making it matir? The Nafkamina could come up, yeah?
It's definitely a matir, and it doesn't just matir it.
Okay, same thing. What I mean is this. What if there's only one way to do it? Let's say there's something where you don't have two choices. You always take the psalas from the ohel. Like, for example, beer halacha. I'm not saying you could say it differently, but the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 beer halacha. Min ha'olam ha'mupashin. But open braver zef, you're taking the good leaves from the bad leaves, the lettuce. There's a difference. If the leaves are different, you will or Kobe have to take the ohel from the psalas. But if it's on the stalk, and what happens on the stalk sometimes, the outer leaves are a little spoiled and the inner leaves are good, then what do? You take off the outer leaves. Are you taking off the psalas? There's no, I mean, how do you peel an orange? Right? So the mite, whenever like the psalas is surrounding the ohel, you take off the psalas. Why is that okay? So no ohel. They said a yotzer motza hamu upashos to have a kimeisher a klipa lechol atoch. It's like peeling. And why is peeling motzer taka? We'll discuss that. There's a lot there. Greiver rak l'taka namachol. That's not. Says you're a lot there in the sixth year. That's not there. Greiver. That's just fixing your food. It's just interesting. I mean, like to take off the peel is the way you would professionally do greiver, and it's also the way you would eat because there's only one way. So. It seems like maybe there's some sort of chakira here. You know, is it that whenever you do it the professional way, it's usher? Or is it that whenever you do it the eating way, it's usher? Nafkamina is, what if they're both the same way, like peeling oranges? Not like taking your pebbles out of your wheat. Then the eating way is to take the wheat and the professional way is to take out the pebbles. But what about peeling your oranges or taking out the avalanche of lettuce? Etc. So says the Biralok, he said, no, this is not called their phrase for the Tatna Machal. It seems to be Machriya that Kakira. Kakira eating way is author, or the professional working way is author, and the unprofessional, bad for work way is mutter. Seems what if professional working way is the same as the eating way? He seems to say it's mutter. And that's why you're allowed to peel things. We'll come back to this question again and again. So that's a little lumdus, which we'll come back to many times. Okay, let's get.
Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Did Rashi and what would Rashi do with put the Rashi down in Gemara? So it's not very fair. That's what he says. In those cases, it's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. Just like it's not fair. It's not a din. It's fair. It's not matter. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's like I have
to. It might be. You take the other side of that chakira.
Who said Lashon Dafkin
in the Mishnah? I didn't write down exactly who does. I know, you know, the Mishnah we use it many times. I'm pretty sure it's found in the Mishnah, but I can't promise you where. You know, maybe do a Bar Ilan search on the Beis Yosef if you can find. Okay, let's get into some of the detail. Haborer Aleph. What the? So he's machalik between a kli and biyado. Okay, we are pretty confident that we understand the chilek in kli and biyado, although for a little later in the sermon, we'll have to come back and get into it a little more when we discuss forks and knives, forks and spoons, etc. But you have to do it la'alter. Well, let's talk about la'alter. What are the details of la'alter? What called la'alter?
Right, we need three conditions. If you want these three conditions, you are a high prophet. You are very, very bad position.
What is la'alter? So what does la'alter mean? What do Rabbeinu Chananel say la'alter means?
Exactly. Says the rap, toch, hasuda. In the meal is la'alter.
What did the Mordechai say? What did the Mordechai sound like at least? No. The Mordechai was more clever. So Mordecai
in the suit that you're eating
said, okay, no, don't believe me.
The hour.
The Mordecai gets 1 second. Mordecai did not say the hour. Where is the Mordecai? The Rock says Osa Suda Bilvad. And 1 second. Mordechai cost out at the end of that paragraph in Beishos. The Davka Lahatka Velechol Acher Brirof of Shari. Velechol Acher Shah Nasa Kiborer Lo Otzer. Only if you're going to eat right after your Borer. Only if you're going to eat right after your Borer. Not if you're going to eat it later. Now, it's not clear. Is that exactly the same as the Rav Chananel that sound like it might be more mafia than Rav Chananel, only if it's mamish la'alter. Not Tok Suda, Rav Chananel, but Tok Suda, right? I could eat Borer and eat it 2 hours later if you have one of the long Shabbat meals. Right? The Mordechai, he sounds more mafia. He says, miyad mamish. What do you think? Le'achol achar habrera. Okay. Yeshua Akbat.
It doesn't have to be during the meal, though. It can be before the meal, as long as it's in the end. It doesn't mention that it's Tok Suda.
He doesn't say Tok Suda. He says you have to eat it right away.
What's right away? He has a leeway of an hour.
No, first of all, Sha'a doesn't mean an hour. Sha'a means an amount of time. And he says, Davka l'hafka v'lechol achar v'rotzul shari. Only start eating after your bar. I think the Mordechai sounds like mamish la'alter. What's wrong with mamish la'alter? Shouldn't someone interpret Kipshuto? That means actually la'alter?
When I'm bored and I sneeze or something, it's distracted for a second. It's like, oh, well, you have relief. There is going to be some sort of together.
Okay. All right, maybe. Okay, I think that's wrong.
Doesn't her emotion make it seem like it's an hour?
No. But her emotion not quoted in the Mordecai. Her emotion quoted in the Mordecai?
About Ghost Mordecai, I guess.
What?
A Ghost Mordecai, is that?
That is the, Mordechai, Rav Moshe, what does Rav Moshe say? Easter, I go to Mordechai, you read, go, Niach, Acher, Shavi, Gavur, Lo, Otzer, Rechein, Hu, B'Shofan, Grazer, Pachlu, Shofan, that's a good point. He is good, that's good, this Mordechai is that good. They're not, the Bishop, it's not Machalik, between them, certainly. Okay, so, maybe he thinks of me differently, all right. Maybe the Mordechai, we're not sure, fine. It could be, he says, only to eat right away. I could have meant to take it literally, but you could say a little differently. What does Rabbeinu Yerucham say? What does Rabbeinu Yerucham say? Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Davka lo'osa suda. Alavo lavo mayon kolomer shabur miniach mitzor suda acheresh lo'osa yom ba'atmo osir. And what does Rabbeinu Yerucham think he means? Right? So it's not something he says only for this suda, not for a different suda. So Hashma was Rabbeinu Yerucham is that La'alter means Lesuda Lo Lesuda Acheret, right? Meaning for the next meal and not 2 meals for now. Basically, according to Mordechai, everyone argues on me. Including Rav Moshe, but I still think the Mordechai means it has to be mamish la'alter. Rav Chananel says it's be in the meal. The Rambam said be before the meal, but not for the next meal. Meaning, as soon as I finish dinner, I can be bored for lunch, but not for shalvos. As soon as I finish lunch, I can be bored for shalvos. Right, it's not 2 meals away. That is very make. The Maisa, if you look in the Bir Halakha, Bir Halacha, Bir Hamaskel, V'chol Mashabora, the fifth Bir Halacha, Ayin Mishvarim, stay with the seventh, Yishalim, Shalchiv, and Yishalim, meaning La'alter Mamish, the Lo Karama. Okay, La'alter Mamish. So, at least if it's not the Mordechai, it is the, what was it? Tosefes Yishalim, Shalchiv, and Yishalim, Tosefes. So Stephas Yerushalayim is an Akron, and I think it might be the back of the standard Yerushalayim of the Parshim. Well, he proved Yerushalayim. Fine, so let's put Josephus Yerushalayim.
the Ulai Mordechai, Miyad Mash.
Okay, what does the Ramah say? Let's see what the Ramah says. Whatever you're doing for that meal is called the altar. Okay, based on Rabbeinu Chananel. And because as you pointed out, a lot of Rishonim say, like Rabbeinu Chananel, what does he quote here? That it is for that meal, and that is what he says in the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch. He explains that the Rambam sounds like you have to start eating right away, and that's what the Mordechai sounds like. But the Magen Mishnah writes you don't start eating right away; you just have to eat it within that meal. Okay, so that is it Yad Mamish? He thinks maybe the Rambam sounds like this stuff in Shushalayim. Maybe Mordechai does, but the Magen Mishnah says it could be just any time in that meal.
You don't steal while you're eating, do before.
So here it's not clear. He says the Torah osa puda shemesiv b'miyad. That's it, right before you eat. It says, what does Rabbeinu Chananel mean? What do you mean you do more during your meal? During your meal, you eat. Right? It says, what does Rabbeinu Chananel mean? It says, the Ramah miyad lifnei hasuda. Okay, what does it mean miyad lifnei hasuda? That's what is not 100% clear. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Dalet. Brought to Lomar filu yaris manasuda kamashot mikul alvegin shvir stomach lifnei.
Right, in the law of the Mishnah Berurah, stomach lifnei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, stomach lifnei. So
basically, we said, is it right before you eat it? Is it any time after last suda? Or is it only in this suda? We pop it only in this suda, but it doesn't mean during the suda. We assume Rabbeinu Chananel meant in the suda, he meant stomach suda. What's called stomach suda is not clear. Right? And that's where Rav Moshe comes in. And to that's my knowledge, everyone I've heard of popping like Rav Moshe, what's called stomach suda? Says Rav Moshe here in the, I don't know if you know where I quoted from in the Makoros. This Rav Moshe is from the Shot Igros Moshe or Chaim Chilik Dalin Semen Ayin Dalin. What is Chilik Dalin Semen Ayin Dalin of the Igros Moshe? It is what? All those short ones. Why did you write all those short ones? It was, you ever see Rabbi Eider's book? Right, Rabbi Eider was one of the first people to write an English halakha book. Maybe he was the first one to write an English halakha book. I don't mean like a little pamphlet or something. I mean like a real English halakha. You know, with footnotes, with Eon, you know, he was the first one to write English halakha book. When I was a kid, the only English halakha book was Rabbi Eider. And then Rav Simple Ben Cohen put out like the obscure ones of like candle lighting and like Mishnah and Kiddush and Amir al Akum. I forget which one was first. He didn't have like that any halakhos yet. But it was the first only Rabbi Eider. Rabbi Eider was a Talmud Molik of Rav Moshe. And when he wrote each of the Svarim, he did the same thing with Rav Simple Ben Cohen. He wrote like 100 questions to check with Rav Moshe that wasn't writing his paper. And he went through those 100 questions with Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe is not going to write this 20-page essay on each of them like he often does in the Igros Moshe. He had to answer them like machine gun fire. So basically, Chelek Dalet and Ayin Dalet of the Igros Moshe is they just copy from the back of Rabbi Eider's book. Rabbi Eider publishes in the back of his book, says, here's my question, these are Rav Moshe's answers, like each answer is like 3 lines. And then they put it into the Igros Moshe, just word for word from Rabbi Eider's book. So that's why they're all short. So one of the questions is, he says, they talk about after Shah is not Baal. Right, and then he quotes a bunch of Rakhon Rol, a lot of Rakhon Rol, quoted this lesson, only right before you eat, not after a Shah. What does that mean? Does it mean Shah of 60 minutes? Is that what a Shah is? So the real answer is that most of the time, Shah in the Rishonim does not mean 60 minutes. Most of the time, it means the same thing. It means most adults in Kabbalah, which means a time period, a period of time. So Ramosha there, it doesn't mean it doesn't mean 60 minutes or shalzmanis or anything like that. It means a period of time. It says ain't shears el shear shells, mancha derakuli isha dushim the derrota ochl na to become the shakana oster. He said, no, it's not a 6 minute hour, it means while you're preparing the meal. Meaning, however long it takes to prepare the meal. If you start preparing the meal 40 minutes beforehand, then the shot 40 minutes. If you start 70 minutes, it's 70 minutes. Start 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes. Right? Said, if you prepare the meal 40 minutes beforehand, and you do your borer 3 minutes before that, but then go do something else, that's an issue of right stuff. That's considered not wilder. Wilder means while you're preparing that meal, meaning not while I'm setting the table and then go to shul. It means like summit to the meal when I'm just preparing the meal. Hey, you can sneeze.
We can't prepare the meal partly in the morning, and then you finish preparing the meal later on.
Then only the later on. It's only the preparing that's done right before the meal. Says Rav Moshe, and this is what we Paskin, we follow Rav Moshe on this. He says, what does that mean? Says Rav Moshe, it means man samach l'suda she mechin es ha-suda or mechina es ha-suda. It doesn't matter if it's man or woman. Apparently, suda and halacha border is the same. And that is how we pop in like Rav Moshe, which is not like the Kula Rabbeinu Rukh, not like the Chumash Tosefos Yerushalayim, miyad, 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 but the Shir of Suda, and the Shir of Suda is not during the Suda, which might sound like the Rabbeinu Hananel, but probably meant right before the Suda, well, right before the Suda, however long it takes you to prepare this. So it could be more, it could be 5 minutes, it could be half an hour, it could be 2 hours. You're making a suda for 50 people and you have a lot of things to prepare.
Let's say I know I'm a baby, and so I'm not going to prepare like 20 minutes from now because my baby start crying the Kool-Aid.
Let's say you're preparing now, then you have to get top with your baby.
I'm not going to be able to do it then because I know I'm not going to
show back into someone. Okay. Then you should not do any borer for the suda yet. You should save all the borer for right before the suda. And while you're doing top with your baby, your husband should do all the borer right before the suda.
Can't say that's considered man that I needed to be massaged.
I don't think so.
And doing it like for one of the floors?
It's poshut aser.
Why?
I have condom. Because that he doesn't mean if you prepare well in advance. That's called bo by don't prepare in advance. He means that you're prepared right before the suda. So let's say it's 40 minutes of prep necessary for the suda, and he does 20 minutes of it, goes to school and does another 20 minutes. That first 20 minutes, Borer is also the right stuff. The last 20 minutes is after Dhamma. Maybe he's all on Borer.
She's not doing anything after school. Not the already salad made or whatever.
Then top what?
Yeah. Rebbe, let me
use my bad language.
Rebbe, she's the first salad, so it doesn't require Borer. She's the more thing after she does the other thing. Mm-hmm. Meaning, all the, let's just make a bunch of food.
Let's say she has 10 minutes of borer prep and 30 minutes of non-borer prep. She can do it any order she wants.
Why? So it's all preparing the suda.
That's still considered miyad, because she moves straight into preparing the suda and going to the suda. But if you have to do something else in between, certainly she has to go to shul. That's possible. Again, where's the line? Yoni's not going to start his food. What if she has to go to the bathroom? What if she has use your common sense. What's called still preparing the suda? And sleeping, what's called the sleeping, and what's called you were preparing a suda, now you're doing something else, then you're going to go back to the suda later. I'm not going to draw the line on every case right now, but I think the Dover Pasha, that, you know, she said, I want to come home from shul, and the whole suda will be ready, so I'm going to set everything up before I go to shul. That's fine, if there's nothing that involves borer, but she was borer then, she's probably bakas. What's the other option? Figure out. And figure out a solution.
If someone prepares for a meal that could be now, but is there a way to be not there? Like, she would try something for everything right after finishes the order and then have a meal later?
I don't think so, because if she tries something for everything, you know, let's say she's going to make, you know, this much salad. She's going to taste a little bit, but then she only, that matter being bored a little, but not being matter being bored the rest. So, and
you're not going to eat everything in order.
No, I mean, the post can say, you don't have to, like, be mocker, you know, I better make sure someone eats every piece or it's the right time. No, you can be boring, or what would be reasonable to serve people that they might want to eat. But you can't be boring. Again, I don't think this really comes up, because the things you're borer are like often things that you don't say, you know, that don't last. But theoretically, like salads. But theoretically, let's say, you know, I'm sure about the others. Sometimes you cook a lot for Shabbat. Having a lot, you have leftovers, you know, to send home with your married kids so that they don't have to cook or even spend money on groceries during the week. Or whatever you want. If you're borer, thinking you'll have leftovers for the week, that's hypothetical. I can imagine that things people are forward or things usually left for the week. But theoretically, you can only be borrowed something to reasonable to serve this meal. Not enough. You don't know exactly if it'll be finished, but it has to be something you really. So anyway, just again, I don't know how, you know, most of the things we serve in our meals, you know, we borrow. It's just, you know, sometimes balance.
Every company, you don't want to have people want, you don't want to come in and
then you go to that shopping. Yeah. What do I want to tell you? You know, with all due respect to the door, you know, this is not mysterious package. Weiter. So that is how we paskin about la'alter. Interestingly, what's the next thing our mom said? The Ramah says, again, if I just read the Ramah, I might think miyad meant that it could be before, it doesn't have to be right before I eat it, it has to be right before the Suda, like a second before the Suda. So Moshe says, let me be a second before the Suda. Be during the prep time of that Suda, you know, and not beforehand. Even if you're doing Borer for a lot of people, it's Mutter, right? Even if you're doing Borer for many people, that's still the heter of la'alter, not just for myself. So even if I'm 50 yet, and it's mom, it's a lot of work to do borer for all 50 of them, you might have fixed that already. If not, derech achila, come on, catering. Nope, that's still called derech achila. Where Tosos parents call go? Where does Tosos get that from? Which two words does Tosos get it from? Borer mania. It says in the price of borer, but ochel borer mania. Right? Why does that say Borva Ochel and Borva Maniach? It's all good. Borva Ochel for you yourself, Borva Maniach, Hebrew, Borva Hebrew for other people to eat. So here we see that other people eating is also Derech HaTfila and also in the Heter of Reira. Rashi actually says differently. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? One second. It's a little further down, right? Bor meniach le'alter, lechol la'alter, she'inza derechorim. Bor meniach means bor meniach lechol la'alter. It sounds like Rashi saying, bor ha'ochel is I'm going to take it and put it in my mouth. Bor meniach, I'm going to put it in my plate to eat right away. And it's a different level to the meats. And it's all talking about myself. But nonetheless, even though Rashi does not interpret the brayso that way, that doesn't mean that he disagrees with Tosfos. He just wasn't interpreting the brayso that way. L'maaseh, everyone follows Tosfos. That's mutter for other people also. It's not only mutter for other people. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? It's a cut and bug, thank you. There he says, and even if you're not eating, only the other people are eating, it's still mutter, right? Even if you're a caterer, right? Hey, by the way, as I said afterwards, that if you think you're going to have leftovers, if you're intending leftovers, that's an issue to rise up. But if you happen to have leftovers, that's still normal. It's normal. There are chachila that, you know, you serve and maybe it'll get finished, maybe it won't. But I meant this where he talks about behemos. Mm-hmm. Where was that? Mr. Brewer says, even if you're borer. Or behemos mutter. Who remembers where that was? I'm not sure. Oh no, the bir alacha, the fourth bir alacha. Now, for the people, even for other animals, why? It's not like, Ochel Nefesh. What's done about animals, where it's like, oh, it's so important. And maybe animals not important to people. No, it's the derech of consumption. The derech of consumption is that I eat, that my guests eat, that my family eat, and that my behemoth also eat. Right, that's all derech akmila, and therefore it's a chedesh. You might have thought derech akmila feed my animals. That's already business. Animals are part of the household. That's derech akmila, and it is no problem. So you're even allowed to be bored for your animals as long as you fill the conditions.
What is her right to think that a hair would be food?
Because you might have thought it's only derech akmila for me to eat. For me to do it for other people is like work. It's like business. You know, you might have
a family.
For me to eat is my akmila.
Okay.
For me to eat is my akiva. For me to prepare for you, that's like the Ozar. That's producing some work. You have to talk. I don't think it's wrong copy. I'm saying anyone said that. Okay. Anyway, Victor, what else do we want to point out? In Sif Aleph, the end. And the Ramav, Lachain, Motor, Liver, Yerik, Shakurin, Salatin. What is the Yerik that's called Salatin? No one has the little like footnotes on the bottom that say everything amounted to Hebrew. Let it. Yeah. Let it. The Latin is let it. And through the Mishabura, it means let it. Therefore, you're allowed to be bored. The lettuce in all the Mupash and Shabo, to the fresh leaves from these spoiled leaves, right? Like we often have in our lettuce. Is all fine because that's the heter of let alter. Interestingly, a side point comes up here, but it's going to be significant for many things. In the third Magen Avraham, where it's also quoted in the Mishnah Brura, in the Mishnah Brura Sukkot Zion, he says lettuce is ochon psolus because they're spoiled leaves. The ochon psolus is an ish d'oraita, right? If you do the psolus from the ochel, or if you do it and it's not la'alter, then that would be chayav. But he says, what if they are semi-ochel, semi-tolet? Right? What if they are interesting thing. Solus from ochel is inedible from edible. But what if you are taking not inedible from edible, but something that's less edible from edible, like something that's a little spoiled, that, you know, nephilim gets hot. You eat it when you're stuck, but you don't prefer to eat it from the good ones, right? That happens often. You think they're not spoiled, inedible. That's good, and you don't want to serve them. So he said, that's only borim midrabanan, because really they're both ochel, and ochel is not borim midaraita. That's only borim midrabanan. Okay, that is a good thing to know. We will keep that in mind. That will be relevant to a few shilas that will come up later. Okay, the one last thing in Sif Aleph before we move on that I want to point out is the first beer halacha, both the interesting Prima Gadim. He says, what if the Prima Gadim in the beginning of this simon, it's in the first Eshel Avraham, says, what if someone did bore on Shabbos B'dievet? Can I benefit from that? Can I benefit from that? So he's not exactly sure, says the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes him as being not sure, but he doesn't quote the whole thing. He says it might depend what kind of borer. If I'm borer, like Ulcha from Solas, I couldn't have eaten it otherwise, then for sure, so, you know, you can't benefit from that, because that's actually benefiting, and you can eat it. What if someone just separated one min from another, right? If they, I don't know, I had like, peas with the inedible pods, and they separated peas from the pods. Right now, I can eat it. Okay, that's clearly can't benefit from that on Shabbos. But my Shabbos will see the shit. What if someone separates carrots from the peas? They want to separate the carrots from the peas. But you can eat the carrots from the peas, you can eat the carrots without the peas. You know, is that really necessarily such a big benefit? The Prima Gadim wants to say, he always said Tharchion. Whenever he's mocked or anything, he always said Tharchion. He's very nervous. He's a nervous writer. But that means he thinks it's mutter. So he says that. He says, maybe if it's not a real hanok, you could have eaten it either way, maybe that's not a problem. Shabbos, as the Mishnah points out here, he says, there's many other sudden halakha we've seen, so Mishnah Yud Ches, that he has many kulas and meister shabbos and some show gigs. So he thinks in many cases it would be mutter anyway. We'll get the machine crap. He mentions like the gra, there's some things that apply to all 39 malachos. But lemaisa, there is room to be made. If someone was borer and you could have eaten it anyway, then maybe there's no itzer of maisa shabbos because you don't really benefit. As opposed to if they borer something that you know you had disgusting things in, there is an itzer maisa shabbos in accordance with the following that we'll see when we get to Siman Shin Yud Ches. Okay, yes.
Yeah, we should record the next day. Nechon Aydin Chak. We have in Shin Chok a poster, which is also Nechon Aydin Chak. But everyone says it's a problem because it's considered money speech and poster is part of the cliche. We're in, but as far as more Aydin Chak, otherwise, that would be fine.
It's possible that might only be Bora Darabana then. He might only mean it's Bora Darabana.
I'm saying without the factor of Bora Mekli, I thought it would be Mutter. I mean, that, without the factor of my squeezing with my hand is considered Bora Mekli.
Are you remembering it accurately?
They're all hard to be dealing with.
That it's mutter because it is borer. Yeah, I think at worst it would be midurba. Okay, fine. Sit base. Yes.
Isn't the Gemara speaking about Beis Minei Ochlin?
We'll get to that in a second. It depends on your gear set. But let's get to that in 2 minutes, okay?
It has the Magen Avraham say that if it's Ocha De'ed Chak, then it's only Midrabanan. If like the Gemara could be speaking about Beis Minei Ochlin, then we say it's Chai.
First of all, we'll see there's a Chaki right there, but that's different because two Minei Ochlin are two different things. They have different identities. But 1 min of lettuce, where some is nechal, some is nechal again, chak, that's more kal, because they're not really two different identities. Meaning, good lettuce and semi-good lettuce is actually more kal than good peas and good carrots. Because they're the same chafta, they're not different identities, and the chaf of bor is to separate two things that are different. And here, it's the same. So basically, one thing very clear when the Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham is saying that, at least the way we talked, we'll see that. When he's saying that, if it's nechal yed chak, if it's semi edible, if it's edible but not good, that's only drabanan. That's if it's all 1 min. Because then we say it's all the same min. It's like big piece of fish and small piece of fish. Except it's more significant difference, so it's often drabanan. But for sure, if I eat peas and carrots and the peas were good to eat and the carrots are not so good to eat, that would be all right. It's only because it's all 1 min. And it would be lettuce and inedible lettuce that would be two minim, ochlim solus. But if it's lettuce and edible lettuce that's just not good, then the mice it's all 1 min. And that's why it's only drop on it. Okay, good question. Let's go to base. What's the principle here? Even though you did ochlim tovah solus, you have one condition. You did it biyado, you have second condition. But if you did it for later, even later on Shabbat, that is Chayav, that is Abai at the end of the Gemara. The one thing that's a little unclear in the Mishnah Berurah here is, in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yud, he says, Deroban Yonei Breivu Hu'el Acharzman, V'el Alter Derech Machal Hu Liver Harbor Ochum Asoltis Achila, V'az Had Derech Liver B'chol Dara Filu B'yado, meaning, even being for B'yado is the Derech. Kol Shkein Be'iz a Kli, for sure with a Kli. Ela, De'im Hu, Barbin, apple, okay, etc. Here it's a little unclear. He said, if the normal derech be boral acharzman, but the other or ezekli. Here it's not so clear. What about the following case? What about, here it's funny. What about acharzman, right? The yodo is asur midarais. That's what he said. That it's normal, real, it's not klacha yad. It's real derech reira that if you're for later, even the yadu, that's all right.
What about the Kinom B'Tanakoi? What about the Kinom B'Tanakoi? Here, it's not so clear. The Mishmur says, basically, he makes it sound like maybe Kinom B'Tanakoi for later on is Doraisa. Why? Because it's the normal way to use all kinds of ways to be Bora for later on. That is that is not so pasha, because you could say no. Kinom B'Tanakoi are just are just not normal ways of doing things. And are kalach riyad. Yes, biyad. Sometimes a professional will be more biyad, depending on the case. You don't always use a sifter. Sometimes some things you have to do by hand. But if you're not at a time point, maybe it's never a normal way. So it's not 100% clear. The truth is, if you ask me, I would say, look at the lashon of the Rambam. He says, "Bor ochum to achos Rambam be mechaber. Bor ochum to achos solos biyado afilu bo bayom is chayav." He says biyado. He doesn't say b'knon b'tamchoy. I would have thought he was saying no. Look what he said earlier. B'knon nafu kvara it's chayav across the board. B'knon b'tamchoy is possible also across the board. Biyado la'alter is mutter and la'achar man is chayav. If you just skip the Rambam, read the Rambam straight. The Machaber, the Rambam, I think it sounds not the way. What does he say? Benafo for Chayim. Stam. The Knoa Batam Koi Potter, Stam. Avaloser, Stam. The Imbir Biyadu, what a Biyadu, then it depends. Lechola Alter is Motor, but for Ogum Dosol, Biyadu, Laniach, Afilu Vayo, Laniach, Afilu Vayo, Nasgur, Oser, Chayim. So I would have thought, not clear. The Mashmaot of the Mishnah Brura is that it's Oser, Midoraita, the Mashmaot of the Machaber. The Achronim don't really discuss it so much because either way it's up. You know, the Nafkamina between Itzad Raita and an Itzad Rabbanan is very slight because, you know, we're all Jews. We refrain from Isir Raita and Isir Rabbanan. There are all kinds of cases where it's the Nafkamina, but since, like, I've never seen anyone really do the Kinom B'Tanakoi thing anyway, so it doesn't come up a lot. And the Nafkamina is only in weird cases, of a weird case. So the Mike Amstein is so discussed, but if that's so clear, I think the Mishnah Berurah sounds like Ezekli is the Raita, but I think the Machaber, if you read him straight, sounds like it's only Midrabana.
Could it be read just as like Yish Bachamas Ayamanadim? You only have to say one case, say them, because you already said it.
Why doesn't he say Afilu Viado?
It's a new halacha.
Okay. I'm stick it in. Okay. All right. But in any case, not enough. Kamina Sudan of the Paschim. Let's go to Gimel. What if you have, remember, Aleph was Ochem Tov Solet. Classic Borer is Ochem Tov Solet. Right? That's like the classic Avalacha that we imagine the original Borer in the Mishnah.
Sorry, just go back. The Mishnah Borer on Aleph, onions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a case where there's like a rotten peel in the middle, right? Is that, and we're mocking on that, meaning you can't, even if there's no other way to get to the next layer, you're not allowed to remove that psyllus.
No, I think he's talking about when you already like cut the onions and they're like in the etc. It doesn't sound like you're like peeling the onions. Hold on a second. No, I take it back. One second. He says, don't take the bad ones, the good ones, that psyllus bena ochel. So what do you mean, don't take the bad ones, the good ones? Take the good ones out of the bad ones. Sounds like they're already separated. Yeah, I if I lived in his time, I know what he was referring to. It doesn't sound like some of that whole onion that you have to peel. That like talking about, you know, leaves of onion that are made in chometz and made into some sort of salad. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Hayu pon of shneim in the oakland rubin bor echad me niach asheni as the remark de lachol miyad. What if you have too many oakland? So first of all, did the Gemara discuss too many and two types of Ochlin, or did the Gemara only discuss Ochel and Psolus? Yes. There's two Gersolus in the Braisa, right? What is the Braisa in the Gemara start with? Tana Rabban, Hayu Lefanav. It says in ours, Mine Ochlin, but Tosa says, Hayu Lefanav, Shnei Mine Ochlin, Garcinan. Why does Tosa think it's important to say, Shnei Mine Ochlin, Garcinan?
Because if it says ha'yilchanan mine ochle, you might have a type of ochle with psolet. And it, each type of ochle, you have to separate the ochle from the psolet. If it had mine ochle, you can say whatever you want as mine ochle. Say means peas and carrot, or beans, any type of ochle with psolet. Or any type of ochle with psolet. But if you have mine ochle, it wouldn't be approved. Tos says, no. It's got to be a fruit that's separating peas and carrots and salt. That's shnei mine ochle. Okay, and that's how it says how you put shnei mine ochle, chen pirish rak, the ochle, we talk ochle, shayach breira. Okay, Tosos and Rabbeinu Chanan, I'll say, two mini ochlin is chayach breira, and when the Rambam says, hoyu lefana, again, the Machaber the Rambam, shnei mine ochlin, you never know, the Rambam's just writing his own sefer, but if he says shnei mine ochlin, so you're thinking we're shnei mine ochlin, you know, probably the odds are greater than 50% that he had the gift of shnei mine ochlin in the Gemara, especially if that was the rock, Yursa. So, it could very well be, by the way, what does Rashi say? Why does Rashi say lo ochlin garsin on shnei? Why does Rashi say lo garsin on shnei? Meaning, Rashi's not writing like academic scientific edition of the Gemara, you know, where he like wants to make sure you have the right Gersa based on rogue hits they got, right? Rashi only corrects the Gersa when he thinks that there's something relevant about it, right? So why did it bother him if you would be Goresh Shnei, right? So apparently it bothers Rashi if you're Goresh Shnei, because maybe Rashi thinks Shnei Minei Ochlin is not Borer. It's only Borer separate Ochel from Solis. Have to be Borer separate Ochel from Ochel. I got the Monday post in Scott. Is it book? Not the Monday post. It's in the Mishavura, in the Vira Lacha, when he talked about that weird Cardinal case. Is it, if Borer separate Solis from Solis? Anyone here have a sink? Who has a sink? Raise your hand. Okay. In the sink, when you pour things in the, or you dump things in the sink, does all the solids go down and stuff up your drain pipe? No, why not? Because there's a strainer, a knob of bar. So every time I pour into the sink, I'm straining the liquid from the solid so I don't stuff up my pipe. Why isn't that borer d'oraisa nafu kvara? So the answer is because it's psolus and psolus. Psolus and psolus is no borer. Borer is only for ochel and psolus. Not for psolus and psolus. What?
That's shame, mine, ochel. Two things that I want to set with each other.
Psolus and psolus. I want to throw this in the garbage and the garbage. And this, I want the liquid I want to go down the drain because if I put it in my garbage bag, it'll like leak when I take it out of my house. And the solid I want to scoop out of that strainer and put in the garbage bag because I don't want to stuff up my pipe.
Really saying it's not a difficult
story.
You see that.
We'll get there. Solus and solus is for sure mutter. Where is it discussed in the Bir Halacha? There's so many Bir Halachas. Sometimes I lose track of them. The one we discussed was the funny egg on the strainer with the cardinal. Which one was that? I guess I'll find it myself. Okay. The film one. What? The first one in Gimel. Thank you. What does he say here? He says at the end, "Bikach ein shayich al deshi borshi imatakin li brusel achila li olam." Where's the tarvatmin om achila olam? They're both not to be eaten because one goes in the psolet that you don't want to eat it. The other just one gums become coloring and you don't want to eat it. If you don't want to eat either one, it's no problem. Okay, there wasn't even real psolet. That's a big kiddush that Mishnah. But it's the report that you strain psolet and psolet. No problem. We do that in our sink every day. Interesting question. I saw in Rabbi Mon's paper, you're not going to see this even in the Shmir Shabbat Gilchasa. Maybe in the newest, even the newest Shmir Shabbat Gilchasa, I think it's too new. At least, you know, in this felt. It says, what if you separate your garbage for environmental purposes? Right? In Yerushalayim, that's not so makabal. I don't know if they have waste separation in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the last city in country. But
they got rid of the bottle of
Yeah, okay, but in most cities in the Western world, there is waste separation, right? You put, depending on how macro you are, but you put different kinds of garbage in different things because that's better for the environment. Somehow. What? It's all solid. So he said, what if, that's for Rimon in his paper, what if, however, it's like recycling, right? Like, We used to have much more machmir separation in alone shvat, but then everyone like broke the rules and it just backfired. Like they put everything in the wrong bin, so it wasn't worth anymore. So now they cut back a little. But they still have, you know, in my house we still have four different kinds of garbage, two main kinds of garbage. There's regular garbage and there's recyclable packaging, right? So what if you have like a lot of garbage and you want to separate what goes in the recycling, what goes in the composting, which we used to have, but we don't anymore, what goes in the regular garbage, etc. Right? So,
or this area, you want to separate which
is going to put here. The Pach Shmita. Yeah, he must, I'm sure he deals with that as well. Shmita and Chofesh is like his idea of Mein Olam Haba. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm like very close friends, neighbors of Rav Rimon. I've never seen anyone happier about Shmita than Rav Rimon, right? Most people I know are, you know, either, oh, I can't believe the Shmita is going to be so annoying, etc. You know, or they, you know, live in America and they say, watch Shmita. Rav Rimon, he mamish, you know, he like, you know, he buys new suits very quietly and then the big chef Yano in the house. Anyway. So what if you want to separate your garbage? Now you might say, hold on a second, but it's for recycling, it's ochel and psolet. The recycling is the ochel because you're going to make it into lots of nice, shiny new thing. And the regular garbage is psolet, you're going to put in the landfill, or the organic waste is ochel because you're going to compost it in a farm or someplace in the, you know, Galil is going to use it to fertilize its crop. And the other stuff isn't going to the landfill and psolet. So is that a problem? Or is that still psolet and psolet? Rabbi Rimon Popkins, that's still psolet and psolet because you don't care about the farmer and you don't care about the recycling. First of all, I'm not even sure that they actually recycle it. In Israel, in America. In Israel and America, they okay, whatever. I can give you a lecture in politics another time, but it's just fundamentally different principle. In America, you put in recycling bin those materials which are most recyclable. In Israel, you put in the recycling bills, the bin, those materials which they were able to levy recycling tax on when they were originally sold. Regardless of what's recyclable and what isn't. So it's a little tricky. But anyway, let's say you're in America, right? And they really recycle the recycling bin. But then, as far as you're concerned, that's not going to give you at all. You're just trying to save the environment. You don't actually care about recycling anything, or you're just trying to be a good citizen of your municipality and save your municipality money for the waste. Waste removal, right? Because your town saves money by recycling, so they don't have to pay. They have to pay per ton for the garbage, and they don't have to pay for recycling. So whatever, okay, that's called stolen from solar. Then he says, "No, sir."
If your compost and you put in your own garbage,
then he says, "Usher." If you're composting for yourself, then that's also a separate shop. Then that's OCO. But if you're putting it in the, you know, the brown bin instead of the green bin, and somewhere down the line, they truck it someplace, and someone composted it someplace 100 miles away. That's what considered solid as far as you're concerned. That is where Ramon writes in a safe thing.
So you're going to compost, I mean, I don't know if people are compost. Most people, you're composting not because.
He's machmer. It's a good question. It's not poshut, but Lumai says machmer. Okay, and I haven't seen the others from deal with this, meaning. The Orcha Shabbos is not an old sefer, but they in between him and a remote sefer, they brought in all the trash separation in Israel in his days. Like, I don't mean he didn't have it, he lives in Arnold. They didn't have it in Herzliya either.
Remote wouldn't call it Pachshmita solar.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a safer here. You know, I know that. Like, what would he say about speak from here that would open mother and child? My soul, who cares that this? You know, this is throwing the garbage right now. Then throw the garbage tomorrow. But I don't know. You know, does he must talk about Pachshmita or no? I think it's also in the shape of safer. Okay.
But isn't it better to use time input?
You're not doing a mitzvah. You're just not doing an avera of throwing it out.
Not because of the waste separation with the municipality.
But you don't want either of them. You want them both in the garbage. You just have to throw them in the garbage in different ways. Okay, maybe I'm just an apikoris and I'm not respectful enough to Shemitah, but I don't think so. I just think that. I don't know. That's what I think, but we'll see what he says. Okay, bye. Let's go to three the kish. What's the kish? The kish is this.
Ochel stolev is for tsuar boker. Stolev and stolev, not many people discuss it. For tsuar, not boker. How about ochel from ochel? Again, there are two kinds of ochel from ochel. I don't mean ochel from ochel like good lettuce with semi-spoiled lettuce. That's rabbani. It's absolute rabbani. I need it to mean of one min will see is boker. That's going to be the rabbani given. But ochel, from ochel of two minim. So Rashi sounds like it's mutter. Or at least not. Also, the reason I said Rashi says, don't be Dorish Shnei. And what if Rashi had against be Dorish Shnei? Who's it hurt to be Dorish Shnei? It only hurts to be Dorish Shnei if you think. So the mashmaos of Rashi is that it's not mutter. Because he says you're not allowed to be Dorish Shnei. However, we don't paskin like him. The Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rambam, which is the Machaber, say it is Borer. It is Borer. The question is, the Chakir of your Halacha keeps coming back to again and again. He has a very geschmack Chakir here. What's the Chakir of your Halacha here? He didn't say it over like, I'm going to say a Chakira. But what's his Chakira? There are two ways to understand why that is Borer. What are the two ways to understand why this is Borer? A few of them. Well, why is this Borer after all? There's no Tzolet. Says Aryeh, and before him Tzolet. Because it's considered Tzolet. What you want to eat now is called Ochel. What you don't want to eat now is called Tzolet. The pie of peas and carrots. And I read they still sell those in the supermarket, peas and carrots together, right? So I bought the peas and carrots in the supermarket, and I want to eat the peas and not the carrots. Then the peas are the ochel and carrots are the psoleth. And if I want to eat the carrots and not the peas, then the carrots are the ochel and the peas are the psoleth. So that is one pshat, and that's the pshat of Tosfos and the Rush, who quotes Tosfos. And that's also what it sounds like in the tour. Says the tour. That is very, very explicit. Yeah.
What if you like them both? You just don't want them together.
Give me a second. So, why? So, there's a Hakira, says Tosfos, the Rush, and the Tor, because. Also, sherotze chashiv ochel, but also she'eino rotze chashiv tole. Okay. However, the Rambam does not talk this way, and the Rambam does not talk this way. He doesn't explicitly say I reject your pshat, but he doesn't talk this way. He just says ha'yil panav shnei mine ochle. Right, and the Prima Gavra assumes, and I think it's we'll see it in the Doida, that the mashmaos of the Rambam is who said you eat Tzolet, that Borer. Now, the Rambam will agree, let's agree this Rambam. If I separate out the big cookies from the small cookies, that's not Borer. So it's all one min. You need two different things to be Borer, but who said you need Tzolet and Ochel? That's the thing here. Do you need Tzolet and Ochel, and this is Tzolet and Ochel? Or do we say no? They're both ochel, but any two minim is breira, even if they're both ochel. That's the Chakira. Is it Ochel? Ochel is included in Breira? Here's the recommend? Or no? Only Ochel Sol is Breira. But you know what? You can have subject and Solas based on what you want to eat now and what you do not want to eat now. And we'll see how the Machaber and Ramah play in here. We might expect the Ramah to follow Tosfos in the Rush and the Machaber to follow the Rambam.
Any two different things?
As often as that. He might be motive that both solid and there's no Hashiva. And anything that Hashiva might be motive. Or it couldn't be their name. What?
What if it means it's a rigid soul? It's one thing, it's not two different things.
Yeah, or maybe they're not even considered different things. Yeah. It's all soul is the same thing. Now, what's a nafkamina? A nafkamina is an obvious nafkamina. Does it matter which one you take? If you're doing the ba'alter, does it matter which one you take? What's the nafkamina? Namkamina, la'alter, can I take either one? Does it matter which one I take, or does it not matter which one I take? Right? Peas and carrots. I want to separate peas and carrots. Do I have to take the peas from the carrots, or the carrots from the peas, or does it not matter? You look in the Rambam, it says, Hayu lefan of shnei mine oklem u'rabin. You take one from the other, and then you put it down to eat right away. And if you continue the Rambam, but if you did it for afterwards, you are chayiv. Okay, now we're not sure of the Rambam, but the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam. I think there's a lot of quotes in the papers from David Rambam on the Rambam. It's found on the back of the Frankel, and that's what's it called, the Hovet Parsha, whatever you call it. What does he say here? In the Bir Halacha de Rasulum Imiyach, he says, see the Mamre Mordechai in the name of Dabar Rama, who says, Shnei Neokle, even if the one you took you left for later and you ate the one you left there, that's no problem. Right? He's been dying to wash on the Ramba. So, Achronim. Alpi Rambam. Either way is mutter. Why? There's no Ochel Solas. If there's no Ochel Solas, you can take either one out of either one as long as it's allowed. Mokra, but that's they say to be our Lacha. However, what does the Rambam add? And why does the Rambam have to add the words Hashemi today? Why is the Rambam adding the words Hashemi today? Obviously, if you're Ochel, what is he adding to those words? He's adding those words, he's thinking this kahira. He says, the Rambam sounds like you're borrowed one from one, doesn't say which from which. And you put it there, and you eat it. You can do either direction. He obviously understood that the Rambam, the way you're dubbing a Rambam, the Rambam works, et cetera, that you can do either one. And he says, no, but I'm a Shnezi, I follow closely to the Rambam. So how, what if he change it? He says, bor echem echem ume niya hasteini. You take one and you leave the second one. Today left on the yard in order to eat now, meaning you leave one and you eat now what you taught. Right? Now again, the language is very unclear. But because he's trying to like add words in the middle of a sentence to make it mean something. That's an issue. They said, Rotolomar, what's the trying to do by adding those two words? The also shrotalekal afa choshipa ochel. What you want to eat now is Ochel. Hashem Yichos Mipolos. The other one is Polos. In case our livers after Ochel Miyad, the Choshika Ochel, Laniach Hashem Yibika Arabel, if Koloda Vishol Tocha Ochel, explains to me, where you'd be, you have to take what you want and then you have to shake. You have to take what you want and then leave what you don't want. You have to Ochel Tocha Polos. Otherwise, Tocha Tocha Ochel, and it is the author. Then B. And then the Machaber would be following the Ramah, but the Ramah would be followed Tosos from the Rosh and said the Mishnah Brura. Al Pi Ramah, you can only mutter to take the min you want to eat now. Because we're a we're like Tosfos from the Rosh.
It's not really, it's a lot what Mike said, the case of the Rambam proves the degree not order. Not really.
What do you mean?
Meaning the case of the Rambam is
carrot, and I want to eat the peas and not the carrot. So I pick out the carrot,
point to the Rambam,
and then eat the peas. Or the Tosfos, that's other, or the Rambam, that's other.
I thought the king of the Rambam was a chumra, that if you have two things that you want, it's for it to be in the border. The king of the Rambam was that Tosfos, you don't want him in, Chris, so that's not.
You just invented that. You said the king of the Rambam was the Tosfos. Anything could be, but there are a lot of people in my room, Mordecai, who have dug around and say, you don't hold it close. And there are not men like that woman told us to find the added words. You could say he had words, but why not? He needed added words because he thought that without those words, it would mean something else. You want to say around the same stuff, so you're allowed to
say, no matter, you need to want both.
But what do you mean, even if you want both?
Well, I mean, yeah, you have two things, 2 minutes.
Even if I want to keep them both right now, that's not over, that's beyond. What do you mean? What's another great nafkamina? Let me give you another nafkamina. What if I want to what if I want to eat neither of them now? What if I want to eat both of them later? What if I want to eat both of them later? What? I want to eat. No. That's if I birer v'hiniach l'achar zman afilu l'bo b'yom. Ah, good. Kigon shabir shachris. What if I'm birer v'hiniach l'achar zman? Now, you can still say, what do you birer v'hiniach l'achar zman? There's one I want to eat this afternoon and one I don't want to eat for another week. And the one I want to eat this afternoon is okel. The one I want to eat later in the week is both. What if I want to eat them both tomorrow? Or both this afternoon? What if I want to eat them both this afternoon? Who discusses that? The first primogodim, first birhalak and gimel. Hine a primogodim stopping if you're min echo nechaveira with daikul and yet shneim al achras man. Im shaykh was a breira. Which one is ochel? Which one is solis? Says primogodim, hold on. What if I want to eat them both achras man? I want to eat them both. Tomorrow. Then he says, well, that's mutter, because there's no ochel solace. Right? So what if, not Mina, what if I want to eat both meaning tomorrow? That may or may not be the end of Sif Gimel and Mechaber, right? Where he's clearly saying it's Usher. What about the tenth of Prima Godin? Well, sir, because there's no ochel solus. I want to eat them peas and carrots. I want to eat the. It's Friday night. I want to eat the peas and carrots both for Shal Shudis. So I'll separate them now. How can you say the ochel solus? I'm eating them both from Shal Shudis. They're both equally good. Says the Prima Godin, mutter, because I'll eat both in the rest, no ochel solus. However, according to the Rambam, it's still too mean and it's not the outer. And what if we are lucky here saying? He says, you know what, we're master both ways. He says that first we are looking at Gimel. He said, when he's dying, you're talking to Washington, Rambam. And he says, look, this is mere leg, the greater master born in Echame Pavero. Greater is not Elfam Pulsar, in Echame Pavero. By the days that will come and say, I will tell Echame Pavero. Ella is after Falter. So says the Mishamura, says the Mir Halacha. I'll pee the Rambam, author. He says this is respect you, right? And obviously, one of the things you say is that we're macro both ways. We're macro like the Rambam. And it's not like I'm putting together one of like he says. But according to the Rambam side, it's like here it's different. So he's macro both sides of this. He's macro both sides of this Hakira. How do we pack him? We pack him. We're macro both sides of the Hakira. Yeah, we pack him. We're macro both sides of the Hakira. Sock of the Mishnah is Lahakmir, meaning we're Machmir here, and we're Machmir here. Okay, so that's a very, very fascinating Hakira. This Hakira might also affect one other thing, but we'll get there. Let's read, yeah.
Regarding wine, you say that if it's there's wine and sedum. It's so normal that everyone drinks, not even spills before you. Would that imply that oichalim oichalim, that's a normal way of eating
cows? No, because they're the same min, so it's more cow. Wine and sedum are the same min, they're both type, they're both wine. Right? Sedum is just part of the wine. Meaning when you have two things that are the same min, then we're much more makeable. If you have wine that's sedimented that people don't mind, you can strain it out. If you have lettuce leaves or other lettuce leaves, and some that are super pretty, you can separate them. And even if some of them are barely edible, it's only drop on it. That's the old one min. Two minim is more covered. Obviously, only according to the rabbi. Right? Meaning, according to the rush, two minim is never more covered than. I'm not sure about that, actually. No, because I think you could say even according to the rush. The wine with the sediment, since you drink the wine with the sediment, it's not considered two things. It's only considered one thing. Okay, yes, Young.
Nothing is round for us. Putting the toys in the meat. You want both meat in, you don't want to keep your sediment.
Ah, toys and shabbos, that's a great example. What about cleaning up the toys and shabbos, putting in the toy? That's a tremendous amount of meat of this. Right? Why do we need the toys on shabbos? There's no ochel of solus. I'm putting them all away for the same amount of time. Meaning, I don't care when the connection is with them, but for me, they're all the same. According to Tophus on the Rosh, the way the pre-begun set it out, it would be mutter to clean up all toys and everything. You know, if I have two games on Shabbos, I can separate out a few games, right? A monopoly money, or et cetera, the black chess piece of the white chess piece, whatever, because neither one of them is more or less useful than the other. But according to the Rambam, if they're affecting me, then you'd be in big trouble.
What's your point?
Unless you're playing both of them right now, or you're playing one of them right now, and according to the Rambam, then if you're playing one of them right now, you could take out either one, but it doesn't matter if you're not for the other thing. So basically, you're right. According to Tosfos in the Rosh, we have a big Talmud Chacham, right? Now we have a Limud Sukkah for all the people who clean up the kids' toys and games on Shabbos and separate everything out, right? When I, you know, my kids, from when they're young, we make it a big so. This is nothing hard for them to accept, less cleaning up. They're willing to be mekabel that old Malkus Shemayim. But my kids know that there's certain kulas that come with the Shabbos, that if all the toy, I mean, if there's one game, they have to put it away. But if things get mixed together, then they don't have to sort them out till after Shabbos. However, those who do sort out the toys and games on Shabbos have Tosfos the Rosh to rely on. We're also not like the Rambam, so then we would be more machmir. That is a great question, meaning the what game is it Mechubin for both of them to discuss? Check, right? Game of cake. Right? The token discuss for some reason check. Considered a proper game.
You want to play on Shabbos?
I don't know, but they're revving to play chess, even if not on Shabbos, and you know, anyway, Kitzer. What about the white chess pieces and the black chess pieces? are those different minim or the same minim? Right? That is very, very not poshut.
And at the border.
No, to stand up the board is the altar, so of course it's mutter, right? To put them away. Now, the truth is we don't put them away separately, but let's say, right? Let's say you're putting away the, you know, the monopoly. You have all different kinds of backgammon, you have to put them in separate sides. Or monopoly, you know, you have the different dollar, different denominations of money, and then you have the community chest and the someone help me out here, the chance, and you have the properties and etc. So is that The anyway, I myself might have said, no, any game pieces is all one man, not two games, right? If the Monopoly gets mixed in with the, help me out here,
with the chess, the rip, whatever,
you know, if the chess pieces get mixed in with the backgammon pieces, then that's two games. But, you know, the different parts of the same game, I might have thought is all considered one min. However, I really might have thought it's considered one min. However, Rabbi Rivian in the 30 of Malachas book says that it's considered different.
By your chest and your the whole Papa's chest.
That might be more different meaning because a makvich use one, you know, but you know, I only use the silver test at a shop.
Right.
Anyway, get there. Lemaitha, it's a good question, whether that's one or two means. It's a good question. Lemaitha, I didn't find a lot of people talk about it, but in the Rabbi Ribia and 30 Malach, it's two meaning.
They're used for different purposes.
Because your makvid use them differently. Your makvid use them differently. You can never use the white piece for black or black piece for white. It's sure. Not like big cookie and small cookies. It's like cookie. No. You never have a cookie of switching a white piece to a black piece or using a black piece instead of a white piece. So he said it's tricky. On the one hand, they're all the same shimush, meaning you can't use white piece alone or black piece alone. It's just a game. On the other hand, you're very mocked that has to be the right cut. So Lamaitha, Rabbi Yadis Machmer. So I'm not gonna say it's an abeirah for people who are Mako, but I'll be Machmer because I haven't found anyone who argues.
Once you say in terms of cleaning up that the different also playing, but you never said it.
So then that playing is always the author.
No, if you're taking one you don't want to see. The game that's not throwing one you don't want out. If you call them all one man,
Lamia Daiti. If you have a card game where I discard the card I don't want, I think that's still called using the author. Meaning, what do you mean discard the card I don't want? It's not that I like Mamish want to throw that card in the garbage. So within the game, I want not in my hand, but in the discard pile. I think that's all cool. She much. Maybe not. We'll get to it. Okay. In which case?
In like card games and just go like
that. You can't discard a card from your hand. That's crazy. What? Because of the thing, you can't get the card. I don't know. Only where I'm allowed to say that's crazy.
But I'm allowed to say that I respectfully don't understand how that could possibly be possible.
anyway, all right. No.
All of the board, I mean, a lot of the board that we know today has like two mean and every people having board too, that all of those stories will come from drama and none of those, you know, like I said, now everything.
Right, all the putting away games. Now, it depends. If I have two games and I want to play one of them now, and put the other one away, and I remove the pieces of the one I want to put away, that's upper principle, right? Or if I have two games, I want to play one of them in an hour, and the other one not in the near future, then that's also upper principle, right? If I want to play one in an hour and one put in the cabinet, that's both and also upper principle in the rush. But if the typical case, I'm just cleaning up, I don't want to play either of them at any particular time. They're all getting put away indefinitely. Then that's all Mother of Runs Hope in the Rush. Correct. That's the top of the screen button. And it's only according to the round that it's author, and we're all the back. Like the round that's with author. But if you think those who do it anyway can set, are doing something Mother of Runs Hope in the Rush.
As far as like, I went out to the altar, but the Nefesh and Noni of the Clean House right now. That's it for people according to the
round. First of all, if you want a clean house, no problem. Just put them all in the box of one game, and then after that, go open that box and separate the two games. You're left with me I can see you can't clean up. You don't leave it on the floor. You can take the Monopoly and the risk and put it all in the Monopoly box. And then for Shabbos, you'll separate it out. You know, or you can take all the toys on the floor and put them in the toy bin. And after Shabbos, you'll dump the toy bin and put everything in the right place. I don't just want to clean the floor. I want everything to be mavur and all my malacha to be done. So I can have the nefesh. Okay, that's exactly how you're not supposed to think of Shabbos. I couldn't have all your malacha done on Shabbos, but that's not how Shabbos works. Okay. So, but Avada, you're allowed to clean up. Not most. Okay, we have a lot to do, we're both saying. We're a third of the way through the shiur. Let's read the end of it, the end of the chaver of the imbir of Yehiyahu Achar's Mana Filo Bo Vayom, Tashbir Shaku Lecha Ben Arvayim Chayev. Interestingly, I'm not going to get into it now. The Beis Yosef, I skipped the Ramah. We're going to get back to Ramah in a second. But the Beis Yosef here, the Beis Yosef here with the Medayik, that he said, well, Shaku Ben Arvayim, maybe when it comes to, again, this only works under the Ramah, when it comes to tumenim, well, actually, that's true. When it comes to tumenim, it's only a problem if it's from shakas bein arbayim, like the yerucha. When it comes to one min or machir, it has to be right before the usage. When it comes to tumenim, as long as it's not for a totally different time of the day, it's okay. Meaning, if it's 3 hours away for tumenim, that's the full altar. But for ochel tolis, that's full altar time. That's the Beis Yosef diet for the Rambam. That's a tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says this can't be true. And that's why he says Zion. That's what he's hinting out. The Hua Dinmai is my Mukla Misudas Bain. Bain Harbayan. Likewise, even if it is not for Shaka to Bain Harbayan, but within Bain Harbayan, just not right before the Sa'uda. And in the Bir Lakhlir, he assumes that there's no difference between Oko and Oko and Oko. So there is a funny sheet of Beis Yosef. That the sheer of the altar is different for Okal and Okal and Okal. So that if you want to duck up Tedver, but the only person I've seen to your mouth, you can look in the Shulchan here, and I can go through it now. We reject that. We say the sheer of the altar is the same. And even though the center shock is being Arbayim, it's Lavdafka, doesn't mean shock is being Arbayim or within being Arbayim if it's not right before the Shulchan. Leo.
That's not when you're in the
It sounds like we're in Yerucham at the end of Sekil.
Would they even then fortify that day, that career?
No, Lakora, it just means, not the previous meal. Lakora, he's always talking about Shabbos Bein Arbayim. But in that case, it sounds like Reni Yerucham at the end of Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't pass like Reni Yerucham, we don't even pass like Reni Yerucham for Ochel and Ochel, we reject Reni Yerucham, and we just take this Lashon Lav Davka. Let's go to the Ramah, says Ramah, in Gimel. What are called tuminim? Have to be tuminim, like two species of fish are tuminim. So also liver echomechavero el biyodok de lo aflomiyat. Afal pi shechatichos gedolos. So there are two issues. Number one is what's tuminim and what's one min? He said it's only after tuminim, like two kinds of fish. But if it's one min, then it is much. But tuminim is also after shechatichos gedolos called after carefully atmo. Why is it often before tuminim of fish? Fish are very big and like noticeable. And how can you call that mixed? Right? The Yerushalmi says, like, if I call out one guy for a group of people, is that like borer? No, like they're not mixed, right? Ain't over so, right? If I take a chair from the table, is that borer? That I took a chair away from the table? No, because they weren't mixed. They said, are fish mixed? Yes, we're still machir. Even collecting them, they ask both. Aval, shoshu min echad, afli shabor chadim zol nevel. But if it's one min, even if you're separating big cookies from small pieces, cookies are big pieces of fish, small pieces of fish, lo mikri brera, it's not borer. One min, that's all ochel, is just mukka from brera. Right, that's what comes out clearly here. What's the last case there? Ochel, of min echad, is not borer. That's what the Ramah says very poshut. Ochel ochel the same min is not borer. Has to be either ochel of solet or pnei min, like it says in the word. But min echad of ochel, that's not borer. Bafilu ayu shnei min and borer shnei biyadim adolto. The Tanis will have a shori holding and borer min echad to chaveru. Hopefully you agree with that last line of the Ramah. It's just poshut logic. Let's say you have two kinds of fish. But you're taking, you know, one of the two kinds of fish, sole and halibut.
Those kinds of fish, no?
And what you're doing is you're separating the big sole and halibut you're putting on this plate and the small piece of sole and halibut you're putting on that plate. Even though there's two meaning, that's not called meaning. You're not separating the sole from the halibut. You're separating big from the like, conceptually, it's not two meaning because you're leaving the sole and the halibut mix. You're just separating big from small. Okay, so that's just possible if you think well. Now, there are two issues that this Rama is bringing up. The first issue brings up is the hefter of minim. And that's what we discussed in the chat pieces. I'll just mention one or two other things. The Shira Shabbat, I gave you a bunch of seifim. What's called two minim, what's called one minim? It's very hard to draw the line between two minim and one min, even in food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you would have thought min is like species. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not true. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Katan. Tefvav, what did you say? He says, first of all, if some of them are not so good for eating, then it's a problem of Oklahoma solus midra button. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. Then he says a little later, he says, one second. Dad, the butchered sleeve with both of the Krishnay meanem. Cooked meat and roasted meat are two meanem, meaning even the same species cooked in different ways are two meanem. Schnitzel and chicken on the bone are two meanem. Even though they're both chicken, because they're prepared in two ways. What? Yeah, meatballs and steak are two meanim, even though they're both beef, because they're prepared in two different ways. Okay, he has another. What about sour apples and sweet apples? He says the prima donna is the Now, again, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, I assume he didn't mean totally different species, but sometimes it's not works. That's what sometimes it's okay, but it's hard to know where to draw the line. And they're both edible, right? If the caramels aren't edible, then if they're totally inedible, that's for me to write to solace. And if they're fairly edible, it's for me to write to solace. Let's say they're both edible. Just one is a sweet taste, one is a sour taste, but they're both in the same general taste. So it's hard to draw the line. Yeah. What about green apples and red apples? It might. It's an interesting question. The color, I'm pretty sure, would not make a difference. Let's say you had two things that were different colors, but the same taste. First thing that they'd be called different meaning. Because, I know, because you're not mocked on them. I'm trying to think of a good example of that. M&M's. Are different color M&M's taste different? So the different color M&M's, I'm sure, are the same. Because they all taste the same. Ah, a kid might get a jeep in his head that you want the blue one, you want this one, that one. Okay, that's not substantive. That's what they meant. However, different color mento, like it's always
a jelly bean.
So you want to call the jelly? I didn't want to call mentos. I want that color mentos. So what's the rule? If your kid says, "I didn't want that color mento," I want that color mento. It's exactly like saying, right? Call the Omer, Loli Bisi, Gomelo, Parapi, Zami. We're called Nina Zibura, and he doesn't get this color mento, but he also doesn't get that color mento. That's the importance of Pavina Zibura in parenting. Or jelly beans, right? So then I think they have different tastes. Now again, it's sometimes tricky where to draw the line. I don't know, Mike and I, like, how different are the tastes? Okay, anyway, kids are, it can become tricky. How about green apples and red apples? Green apples and red apples, that's like a little bit of the chamus and the token, whatever. It's really hard to know where to go. I could be. Anyway, I would think green apples and red apples are different meaning because it's not just one is green, one is red. They taste a little different. For example, I don't eat red apples. I only eat green apples. I'm not mocking them, but like normally, I said, I like the green apples. I don't like the red apples. As far as I'm concerned, the red apples, but I'm not going to eat green apples. And my wife prefers the red apple. And we get along nonetheless. Because that is obviously, you know, our biggest challenge. So it's hard to know where to draw the line. I think the green apples and red apples are probably like these chamutzim and, you know, at least like his, probably like his sour sweet. We're not sure. We're not here. You know, how about the candies? Where do you know where to draw the line? I don't know. It's a good question. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a rule, because if we don't have a rule, we're going to be sort of stuck, right? So, well, really, Shmir Shabbos. I put the Shmir Shabbos on here. For most of different colored socks are two medium. Why? They're all socks. You're mocking on them. Now, here's an interesting question. What? How about I have different black socks? You know, I'm not in the mood to wear the like slightly fancier ones, whatever. It's hard to tell what's a different min, what's not a different min. Lechora says the Shabbos Kol Chatzeh. He gives a good rule of thumb right here. He says it depends on your machbid to use them differently. What is the same Kalkeh? That if things come in different sizes or different colors for different purposes and they're not used the same, they're called two minim. For example, big spoons and little spoons, those are clearly two minim. It's not like big cookies and little cookies because they're used for different things. Yeah, like soup spoons and teaspoons. Those are two different things. And he says, what about different clothing? He says, well, if it's a different color clothing or shopping some weekday clothing, then that's considered a different minim. And they hear that through culture of Moser. Moser says white socks and black socks. No, you use them differently. When you need a black sock, when you need black socks, you can't wear white socks. When you need white socks, you can't wear black socks. Now, at certain point, we'll have to draw the line. What, you know, when are you really mocked? What's really the same use? What's not the same use? You know, I don't know. I have a collection of socks. I didn't buy any of them on purpose. You know, some of them are plain black. Some of them have like some cool design or something. Other people are wearing with anything. So I think we should say it doesn't matter what I take. But it's tricky because some people might be very not that's only for this, only for that, etc. So it's tricky. The rule of thumb is what the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzeh says here. If they're not used for the same things, and as Rosh says, if you're makbid to use this for that and that for this, and he likewise said, even if they're just like smaller and bigger, but if you're selling them, then like your makbid that you need to sell this by, you know, you need to sell, I don't know, large eggs and medium eggs separately. In my house, I'm taking the large and the medium eggs. What did this say? You know, but if I'm going to sell them, I'm going to put them in the carts to sell them. That make a difference. Lamaisa, it depends if it's like different shemot that you're makbid to use for certain shemot. That's the remote test. Different sparim is a great question. The simple shot is that different sparim are used differently. I mean, it's not like big cookies and small cookies. Big cookies and small cookies are like, it's cookies, but when you eat a cookie, I need a cookie. Yeah, I might want a big one now, but it's all long now, but it's all cookies. I mean, you know, I want to learn. I'll take a shot or a, you know, or I'll take a shot or a Zohar, you know, it's all the same. I'll take Mr. Brewer from Zari, it's all the same. I think on Zari, we have to be moderate to say the difference, you know, because you use them all very, very differently. Now, if you're in shul and you have all the chumash in the shul, you know what? Some of the chumash are a little prettier than the other ones. You know, they're newer chumash, et cetera. Yeah, that might be all one day. But if they start at home, I think that, yeah, we have to consider the starting different meaning because you can't use them interchangeably. I think culturally, the chess pieces, Havdil, even the chess pieces, you don't use interchangeably in your mock, but under a different meaning. And that's something about it. You're all used to play chess at once. But part of it, when I want to learn this paper, I need this paper, and I don't need that paper at all. I think they're very different.
One learning is to get a job, you shouldn't take. Different wants to use it, ready to use it. You can say, I know we're using a round of pulling all these different storms, but it's so different. So I shouldn't get the other storm I'm not ready for it until I'm ready for it.
So first of all, the question is whether the farmer or aerobics in the first place. We'll discuss in a minute. And second of all, the question is what's called the outer, meaning what's the equivalent of a tsuna, right? After all, I can do dorer for dessert before we may finish. If it's right, right before we finish. While I'm prepping, half hour before finish, I can be ordered for dessert, even though dessert not going to be for 3 hours in some interminable meals that I can suck at.
And it's okay to have leftovers accidentally, so you don't have to be safe.
Right. So the question is, what happens to the meal for learning? He's not even bothered to learn a sugya. I'm a lot like pretty smart to learn this. I don't have to like wait till off to the rift, but I get the rift spot. And then again, you have to figure out how to draw the line. You know, what if I want to learn Parsha and then Gemara? You know, so if I take the Gemara, well, it's sometimes going to be hard to draw the line. I'm not sure.
Make sure you look at it right away when you bought the stuff.
Right. The other thing is, we'll see in the long beer halacha, when you sold the contract of the long beer halacha in the you know, the one about the fish bones in the Dalit, is that you're allowed to be insincere, right? That was this fucking fish bone. I want to take the bones out of the fish. If you suck the bones right away, you need that. Oh, the fish you're eating for later, so it's fine. Insincere is sometimes insincerity is not what you're allowed to. But sometimes it is. This occasion, insincerity is more why. Even if you're eating it, shalom is proper, insincerity is said, it's still there. If there are a few, it doesn't require sincerity. Sometimes it requires sincerity, sometimes not. I'll be one of us. So, sure, let's say I want to take out a safer for later. If I look at it a little now, then, it's insincere. I really mean it for later. It doesn't matter if I'm using it now. It's there, Shafiwa. So, that would be another good, it's a very good idea. Not to mention the fact that I'm very skeptical if there's four of my part, which let's get to, let's at least see if we can mention one more thing. I'll just point out one or two things. In terms of defining 1 minute, 2 minim by food, there's a primigadim at the end of the simen. There's a primigadim at the end of the simen who says at the end of the simen, he says. Says anything with different taste or different names is shnei minim. That's his getter. Different taste or different names. Okay. The prima gadim at the end of the simon and the ishlam
they're there. Mm-hmm.
Different taste or different names. But even two things taste the same. But if there are different things that haven't tasted the same, that's still boner. If I'm borer the, you know, the splendor from the sugar, even if they taste the same, that's still a different thing. Or if I am borer two things of the same name, but they taste different, like the schnitzel and the, you know, and the chicken on the bone, or the meatballs and the steak, or the apples that are sour and that are sweet, etc. Okay, how do you take that over to non-foods? That's important for emotion, the black slacks and white slacks, because you don't use them. You're mocked to use one for one purpose, one for another purpose, and that's the general rule for non-foods. You use one for one purpose and another for another purpose. And that's why Rabbi Rivia and Lama Tefalach, even Machbir on the check pieces, even though you use them all to play check, but you only use the white pieces for the white team and only the black pieces for the black team. Okay, not sure that he's right, but I haven't seen anyone who argues. I'll mention one other thing. There's a big chumrah in the top before we get to the last thing we want to talk about. There's a big chumrah in the, I'll mention, maybe two things. The Tav says that even he argues on the Ramban. He's the only one who argues on the Ramban. He says even 1 minute is after. Even separating 1 minute is after. Even the big pieces and the little pieces. Everything's more. And he says when the Ramban says too many, even too many, certain 1 minute. Okay, no one's closer to the Tav says, and we're not reading five. He says something along the lines of no, the Tav is Macher, but many, many Achronim disagree with him. How about Harbi Achronim Kolkul love in the middle of Tetzvah? Okay, so Taz is Machber in 1 minute. Except for the Taz, but we're not focusing for the Taz, says the Mishnah Berurah. I'll also mention one thing, which is that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned in that Sefkat and Tetzvav, one thing he mentioned, Sefkat and Tetzvav, he said, even within 1 minute, remember, when do we say within 1 minute, it's not so rare if they're both good? If one of them is spoiled, that's also soulless. And if one of them is a little spoiled, then that's soulless midrabanan. That's what he said in the beginning of Tesvav. If tafim inim tovim kolkach, like they were burnt in the cooking, then that is the shayach breira. And he means midrabanan, like he refers to what he said earlier. Okay, the one kula in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. This is the ninth kula. Before I go on to what I want to discuss, ninth kula in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, or two things: Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa from Chof, Chof Vav. He says, what if you have fruits like apples and one of them is a little spoiled in one place? He says, if one is a little spoiled in one place, then you can, he says, you can take it out. He says that if one of them is a little spoiled, you can take it out. Why? He says, first of all, because it is mostly edible and you go by the row.
Take out the apple.
He says that even though it's a machloke, whether you're allowed to take up solace with a little ochel, see, but in this case, it is mutter because it is mostly ochel and it's not, you're not doing anything particular to the solace. That is makel to take out an apple with a little solace. If you're taking that with a whole good apple, just, you know, you want to serve apples and you don't want this one with a little part that's bad. Can you cut it out? So we'll see that you can cut it out only if you cut it out with some good apple. But it's not as bad as something that's really edible, because like it's all edible except just that one part. Yeah, but over there, it was all part. Let's say the schnitzel, a little part of the schnitzel would burn, because the rest is fine, then you can take it out. That's not a problem for it. That's what comes out of this. But there, the whole piece was not so good. Over here, the whole apple was delicious. Just one part of it is a little not so good. You can take it out. We'll come back to that. The other thing he said, what about separating whole matzahs and broken matzahs? He says, if you're doing it for like a mishnah, that's okay. That's something important. If you're doing it up to like look nice, then that's okay. Then that's just like being whole pieces. That's not significant. Basically, the rule is like a mishnah, you're not big. You need the whole ones. So separated would be a matzah. It'd still be okay. It would be the altar, but it would be the cloud over. But if you're doing it not for like a mishnah when you're not big, just because you think it's nice to give someone a whole one, you know, it looks nice. Then that's not really remarkable that it's a specific use that the other one doesn't have. The only thing is, it looks nice if you give a big whole one. Then that's mutter.
Broken is shaming and broken.
If it's for like a mishnah, then you're machbid on it. Okay. I don't know if shaming or maybe olchem sola.
You're not going to give the aria a sponge?
Because it's not that you can use this and you can't use that. That's a little nicer. As both of the commission, we just can't use something. Okay, the last thing that I guess we don't really have so much time for is, what about, all right, we'll have to pick up with this. What about things that, what's defined as a tarobet? And what's defined as a chair and a table? Meaning, swarm of the book, great question. If I go to the book, I take out a ritva on the dirt. And I take out a, you know, Mesha Bachman Shmos, then I, et cetera. And a Mishnah Berurah has a Gimel. Is that even a Chasa Borer that we have to worry about the Yad, the Alter, or the Tolis? Book is a separate book. They're all big, separate things. That's what the Shmos Adesh was wondering about, right? Pieces of fish are big. Are pieces of fish shy of the Borer or not? Plates, anything, big toys. Obviously, a mishpat of all the risk and not we use is that order. That's the mamash of mishpat. You have the stuffed animals. Yeah, the stuffed animals. You have the, I don't know, the teddy bears and the dolls. Is that really a mixture? No, they're big things. You can see what the teddy bear was about. And maybe that's both of them. Okay, that's what we've discussed, and we'll have to pick up with that Amir Hashem next time. So to be continued, the Ezra Hashem. What?
Yeah.
What if you have two items? Could that become more rare? No, if you have two items, then they're not really mixed. And there's an English towel about this. There's an English towel about this. So I think that, that if you have two items, it's not over. Because it's not mixed. You have to have an apple. You have to, although he might think you need to have like the one thing on both sides. If they're mixed. The